You're listening to In the Name of God from Kingdom Come Trust in Belfast, Northern Ireland, an international faith-based show comprising music, news and interviews from all over the world.
Hi, I'm Raymond McCulloch, and on this, our fourth show of the new series, we have music from Canada, Texas and Ireland. We have an interview with Mariama Thampi, a lady from Kerala province in the south of India, who with her husband Thampi has planted well over 1,500 churches in Indian villages. And of course, as usual, we have our faith-based news feature, Bread News International. We introduce the show today with Andy Bruins, reeled from Brad Reed in Nova Scotia, Canada. We'll have more great music for you shortly. But first, let me introduce today's guest, Mariama Thampi. You may possibly find it difficult to follow Mariama's Indian accent, so check out our website to listen again to this or any other show you might have missed. Mariama and her husband Thampi founded New India Church of God more than 36 years ago.
I come from South India. It was 36 years back we got married. And when we got married, we didn't have anything. You know, my husband, for the sake of the gospel, he was kicked out of his home because it was a big shame for the family. And the Lord asked him to resign the job and come forward. So it was at that time he met me. He came to preach in a convention. In our church, that time I finished my degree at university, the Lord was calling me for ministry. And I was only 19 years old and I don't know what to do, where to do, nothing. But I was totally available in the hands of the Lord. I said, Lord, I am available. That time I didn't even want to get married. I wanted to suffer for the Lord and starve for the Lord and do the work with the full consecration in the nation of India. So my dad told him, he said, but if it's a man like you, Thambi, I'll be very happy. And my dad told him, I know you have nothing, but God is with you. So that's how we got married in 1970. And from that time, the first 3 years of our marriage, the Lord taught me what faith is. Because if we need to eat the next meal, we have to believe. That's how he taught me faith. My friends were all married to doctors and engineers and all. So in the sight of the world, I was like a fool. We know we were like fool in the sight of the world, but there was a fire in us. And we know that God can do something through us. Those who are totally available in His hands. Even that time, the Lord gave us the mission, Christ for India, to reach the nation for the Lord. But now, when I look back after 36 years, God can use anybody. We didn't have any money, nothing but with a mission. And by faith, we stepped ahead. Hallelujah. So now we have over 1,500 churches in 22 states of India. We have 16 Bible training centers. Because in each state, they speak different languages. Telugu, Kannada, Marathi, Bengali, Hindi, Malayalam, Tamil. So we need people who can speak these languages. We have one Bible school in Goa where we teach children boys in English, taking them from different states, teach them in English and then impart our mission and send them to the different states so that they can speak their own language. And plus, we are having training centers in different languages also. Because that is the key to train the nationals and send them forth so that they can go and do the job.
That was Rise Above from Texas Celtic band Needfire. Let's hear some more now from Mariama in India. I asked her about their mobile outreach teams.
We have now 7 full-time mobile teams. One mobile team is a Jeep, projector, generator, PA system, film, plus 7 members who can speak the native language. So as we are training these nationals, after a lot of prayer, because for one mobile team it cost at least $20,000 to buy the Jeep and all these equipments. Plus we have to support these boys every month. So the first mobile team we started 2000 January, the state of Andhra Pradesh. So we had the first batch came out of Goa Bible School who can speak Telugu. We put the team and within 1 year, they reached almost 500 villages. Morning till evening, they go village after village who have never heard the name Jesus Christ and gave the opportunity to about 500,000 people to hear the gospel. And over 50 churches were planted. So that was an eye-opening for us because our real vision is to reach the nation. And they say 1 million villages around the world yet to be reached. And you know how many in India? 465,000. That means almost half is in India. India is one of the biggest mission fields in the whole world now. So unless they are sent, how can they go? Unless they go, how can they preach? Unless they preach, how can they hear? Unless they hear, how can they believe on Him whom they have never heard of? So that's a big mission to set. So we said, Lord, if only we have teams for each state of India, how much more we can do? That need a lot of praying and believing and everything. Next year, the Lord provided to start a mobile team in the state of Maharashtra, in the city of Kolhapur. Now we have over 35 churches there. Then in the state of Chhattisgarh, Orissa, Karnataka, Kerala, West Bengal, and now the latest team we started in the city of Calcutta. Calcutta is a city, might be 16 million people. The whole population of the whole of Australia. You know, very little Christian witness, millions perishing. So the Lord gave us a burden about that city, and that city is under the Hindu goddess Kali. It's very big stronghold. And last month, we started the mobile team in Calcutta, and our youngest son, Binu, with his young wife and one-year-old baby, God gave him a vision for that city. It's a tough job, but with the vision, last month, he moved to the city of Calcutta. And our eldest son, Biju, he is in the city of Mumbai. That also has got almost 16 million people. You know, big mission field. So the Lord gave a burden in his heart. All our children, they have a vision, like the dad and mom, to reach the lost. So they moved 6 months back to Mumbai, and we planted a church there. And also every day, he's feeding 700 people, the street children and street men in Mumbai, every day. 400 to 500 children and over 200 men who are in distress. So we started 3 years back. Now we came to a point, these children don't even know how to count more than 10 or 15. So it came to a point, we have to teach them something. The secular schools don't take them because they don't have birth certificate. Born on the street, living on the street. So the Lord gave an idea to our son. You know, we bought a second-hand bus. We're feeding in 5 different parts of Mumbai now. First the bus goes and get the children inside the bus. It is like a mobile school. There is staff to teach them for about 1.5 hours they teach. Then the jeep goes with the food. Then the bus goes to the next station. Then we feed the children here. Like that is a mobile school going around the city. These children, when they are 6 or 7, they are already under drugs. Cheap drugs. You know, because nobody to love them, feed them, guide them, nothing. So now we are able to get many of these kids out of drugs. And they know what is love now. We love them. We embrace them. And these men, drug addicts and, you know, terrorists, all sorts of people, through love, we are able to rescue them now. Hallelujah. Now we know there is no other weapon more powerful than love. In front of love, any terrorist will bow down. And they are seeing Jesus through this ministry.
Bread News International.
In this bulletin, the son of the leader of Hamas becomes a Christian and embraces Israel, and the face of Jesus appears over a North African Muslim capital. Jerry McCulloch reports.
A report from Mali, from JesusVisions.org. Life in Mali begins to stir before daybreak. By sunrise, the motorbikes, carts and cars are crowding the two narrow bridges to cross the muddy Niger River from one side of the capital city, Bamako, to the other. One recent morning, those who were awake at 5 a.m. stared at the still dark sky and the last remaining stars. Vast sections of Bamako have no electricity in the suburbs, and the population is accustomed to finding its way in the gloomy, dusty nights of living on the edge of the Great Sahara Desert. But on this occasion, there was an unusual light in the heavens. As the sky grew lighter, suddenly over the horizon, people could see a large white light moving south to north. It was surely not a comet or a meteor, because it seemed too large, too close, and it was moving at a speed that was easy to follow. Was this some kind of UFO apparition, or an aircraft with searchlights? Nobody could remember seeing anything like it in his or her lifetime. By daybreak, the light in the sky was the talking point of every conversation in the marketplace, the offices and the schools. A Malian evangelist began to hear from neighbours who had seen the light that it held another puzzle. More than one eyewitness confirmed that in the light they had clearly discerned the features of a human face. But whose face? One eyewitness had just watched the Campus Crusade film, Jesus. For him, the face had the same features, the kind, compassionate expression, the beard, and the countenance of the person in the film. It was without a doubt, he said, the face of Jesus in that mysterious, inexplicable light streaking across the Muslim nation of Mali.
The son of the leading Hamas figure in Judea and Samaria, the so-called West Bank, said in an interview with Haaretz that he has converted to Christianity and repented of his sins for being an active part of a culture of hate and death that targeted God's chosen. Masab Youssef, son of Sheikh Hassan Youssef, spoke to the Israeli newspaper from a cafe in California. He knows that he can never return to visit his family in Ramallah without facing certain death. Saying that he now prefers to be called Joseph, the young man urged his Jewish interviewer and the entire nation of Israel to beware of phony peace gestures by Hamas or any other Arab authorities that are ultimately guided by Islam. You Jews should be aware, you will never, but never, have peace with Hamas. Islam, as the ideology that guides them, will not allow them to achieve a peace agreement with the Jews, he said. They believe that tradition says that the Prophet Muhammad fought against the Jews and that therefore they must continue to fight them to the death. Masab said it is adherence to Islam that has turned Palestinian and wider Middle East Arab society into one that sanctifies death and suicide terrorists. Masab's family later denied the report that he had become a Christian and suggested they're considering legal action against Haaretz.
More information on these and other Bread News stories at kingdomcome.org.uk/news.
Back now to Mariama.
We have children's home in Goa, where our daughter and son-in-law, they have a children's home, more than 80 children, all children of AIDS victims and prostitutes. We started it in 2001 March with 3 children, because the Lord spoke to my son and daughter-in-law, gave a burden, and now over 80 children, and they are all growing in the knowledge of the Lord. They pray and believe and receive everything. And the last year we started a home for the AIDS affected children in the city of Kolhapur. Now that we have 10 children, and another children's home where we live with 11 children. We never thought we would start one in Kerala, but they ended up on our doorstep. One lady was 2 months pregnant with 2 little children. If you don't take care, she has to go and commit suicide. So we are forced to take them. So the same week, 2 other children, 10-year and 3-year-old boy, ended up children of a prostitute. She died at the third delivery, because nobody will tend or look after her because she was a prostitute. Very poor, in a little hut. And 12 days after the delivery, that this little girl was going around and calling everybody to come and help. Nobody will come. At last, she pulled the baby out. By the time the baby was dead, she went and dig a hole and buried the baby. 12 days she was there, no food to eat, nothing. This girl was telling me, 12 nights she couldn't sleep, she will be crying for some hot water. She will give, and the 12th day, without anything to eat or anything, you know, she died. Then these two little children were sitting in a hut. Nobody. So we have a church nearby. So they are all Hindus. They bought these children. So like that we took more, and now 11 children. And also we are rescuing women in distress, prostitutes from Mumbai, in Calcutta and Goa. So many prostitutes. The red street in Mumbai is the biggest in the whole world. So many want to get out of. They are attracted by people. They are told that they will be given some job. They can join the film and all that, the Bollywood. They come 15-year, 14-year girls, and they are told, because there is no value for the human lives. Many of them want to get out, but how can they? So we are praying and we are renting homes to get them out, and we are feeding and we are looking for a home to put them. And all our children, one daughter and family in Oklahoma, America, he was a chemical engineer. We are praying, Lord, we want all our 4 children to do your ministry, to serve you. So God heard our prayers. They resigned the job. They are coming as a family with a 7-year-old girl and a 3-year-old boy. Both of them were born there in America. They don't know anything other than America. But everything was good for them. Chemical engineer in an oil company, good salary. Everything was excellent for them. But for the call and the sake of the Lord, they are sacrificing everything and coming back to India. So we as a family, me and my husband and our children, we are all totally, they are the war front. You know, these things will never happen like that. So if you pray for us, if you stand with us, if you support us, we can do it in a better way.
This is David's song from Blackthorn, a local band from Belfast here in Northern Ireland.
How did the church grow to 1,500 churches?
Yes, the main key is prayer. I am myself an intercessor with prayer. That's the ministry I love to do. Out of nothing, but with a vision and faith when you go ahead. Wherever we went, the Lord confirmed His word through signs and wonders. That was the key. Then people come forward. It will be a small group. In many, many places, the Lord used me to pioneer the church. That is, the Lord will give me a vision about a family or person. I go there and pray for them. I say, next week I will come. So they will get their neighbors also, a group. Within a few weeks, it turned into a church. But now it is going in a very fast way through these mobile teams. Their plan might be one church, two churches in a month, each mobile team. Because when we go and preach in the street, many people raise their hands to receive the Lord. Then we ask them, next week we come here, anybody want a meeting in their home? There will be at least one person who says. So we will say, in so and so's house there is a meeting. If they come, within a few weeks it's a church. The village church. So like that, the churches are being planted. The only thing, if you strengthen our hands with tools and we need bicycles for our pastors. Many of our pastors walk miles and miles. The area pastors who look after 15 to 20 churches, they even don't have a motorbike. So if a motorbike, we can leave. They can do it fast. And Bibles, literature, megaphones, microphones, we can reach the nation.
You were saying also about the Lord using you in deliverance ministry, yes, and yes, breaking curses, and yes, He's been doing that.
So that's what God wants us to do, isn't it? The word of God says the Lord has anointed us to set the captives free. So many captives around. So I am doing this ministry for the last 33 years. So people used to ask me, you know, do you have any gift for that? I said, no. The anointing is in us. And when we use the name of Jesus, that is the power. Hallelujah. There is power in the name of Jesus. I remember once a few ladies, three of them came to us. So when they came, one of our ladies who worked with us in the mission field, she came and called me, Andy, will you please come and pray for these ladies? And when I heard the names, I know all three of them were possessed with many spirits. I said, Lord, what am I going to do now? I was very busy with some guests and all. I told them, you go and put the mat and we'll start praying. When I was walking through to that place, I said, Lord, please help me. Then the Lord told me, when you pray in the name of Jesus, it is just like me praying. Because in the name of Jesus, all the authority, power and an anointing, everything is in the name of Jesus. So we don't need to do anything. When we proclaim that name by faith, things happen. I went there and I read a portion telling that when Jesus rebuked the demon in the lady, the demon pushed her down and left. I said, I am going to pray in the name of Jesus. And it should happen as what happened when Jesus said. So that first girl's name was Gita. I prayed in the name of Jesus, she fell down. Then the next girl was Sally, she fell down. Then the next one was Shirley, she also fell down. By the time Gita was sitting up, I asked, do you want to be filled by the Holy Spirit? She said, yes. Prayed, boom, 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 three of them filled. That's so easy. But the first thing, we have to be clear. Otherwise, Satan will say, I know Jesus and I know Paul, who are you? So, if we are anointed, if we are right with God, with a clear conscience, and if we are ready to use that name by faith, over the years, so many deliverances. When the word is confirmed through signs and wonders, that is how the people are drawn to the Lord and they see there's power in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You've been listening to In the Name of God from Kingdom Come Trust in Belfast, Northern Ireland. If you would like to contribute to this ministry, go to the partner page under radio on the Kingdom Come Trust website. That's www.kingdomcome.org.uk. You can make a monthly contribution or a one-off gift there. Join us again next week for more music, news,
and the Palestinian priest bringing Arab and Jew together to learn. Join us then.
Slán agus beannacht ia. Bye and God bless.